A testy old gentleman, thought Dow. He must have his own way. But all things considered, I am not justified to declining his offer. I will not pledge myself unnecessarily, however.
You will not pledge yourself unnecessarily,
said Vanderhausen, strangely uttering the very words which had just floated through the mind of his companion.
But you will do so if it is necessary, I presume. And I will show you that I consider it indispensable. If the gold I mean to leave in your hands satisfy you, and if you don't wish my proposal to be at once withdrawn, you must, before I leave this room, write your name to this engagement.
Having thus spoken, he placed a paper in the hands of the master, the contents of which expressed an engagement entered into by Gerard Dow to give to Wilken Vanderhausen of Rotterdam in marriage Rose Velderkast, and so forth, within 1 week of the date thereof. While the painter was employed in reading this covenant, by the light of a twinkling oil lamp in the far wall of the room, Sulcan, as we have stated, entered the studio, and having delivered the box and the valuation of the Jew into the hands of the stranger, he was about to retire when Vanderhausen called to him to wait, and presenting the case and the certificate to Gerard Dow, he paused in silence until he had satisfied himself, by an inspection of both, respecting the value of the pledge left in his hands. At length, he said,
"Are you content?"
The painter said he would fain have another day to consider.
"Not an hour,"
said the suitor, apathetically.
"Well, then," said Dow with a sore effort, "I am content. It is a bargain."
"Then sign at once," said Vanderhausen, "for I am weary."
At the same time he produced a small case of writing materials, and Gerard signed the important document.
"Let this youth witness."